coming Wednesday is Canada Day, celebrating 159 years since our Confederation in 1867. People all celebrate this day differently, but it can be hard to find the right event for you. Don't worry about that. I have listed a brief summary of some of the events available around Halifax in honor of our country's birthday. First off, the Canadian Centre for Immigration at Pier 21 is offering free admission for the day to honor the holiday. There will be a citizenship ceremony in the morning where anyone can attend and join the experience. There will be music, a scavenger hunt, and a photo booth for all to enjoy. The Halifax Citadel will also be offering free admission for the day. They will be displaying their newest exhibit called Fortress Halifax, a city shaped by conflict. It offers the most comprehensive and inclusive history of Halifax in one location. And there will be cake. The Royal Nova Scotia International Tattoo begins Wednesday, with performances from July 1st to the 5th. To celebrate Canada Day, performers will be on parade starting at 10 a.m. with over 25 floats and groups. There will be a traditional Indigenous Maui Omi at the Umero Oval from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The day will feature an afternoon full of traditional art, games, and performances from local Indigenous communities. The event will also include a blessing from Elder Jerry and a speech from Mayor Andy Fillmore, musical performances from DJ Fawn Big Canoe and the Relatives, traditional women's dance, and more than 15 Indigenous vendors. The Desi Summer Music Festival is returning to the Halifax waterfront this Wednesday as well. Back for its third year, it offers a taste of Bollywood, folk, EDM music, and more. This event will occur on Lower Water Street from 6 till 10 p.m. And of course, the classic fireworks by the harbor. The show will begin at 10 p.m. According to their official website, the best places to view the show will be from the Dartmouth Ferry Terminal Park and Foundation Wharf in Halifax. Thank you for listening to CKDU. I'm Jenna McConnell. This story was made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.